Today I'd like to discuss, because it is Christmas Eve, certain halachos which apply to it. Some people actually are machmir not to say Christmas, just they say Xmas, Nital. It's brought down by Rav Arya Zev Ginsberg, as well as Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, that it's not an issue to actually call December 25th Christmas, but nonetheless, if a person has the custom not to do so, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. There aren't many minhagim that are brought down with regard to this evening. Some of them we're going to talk about at length, some a little bit, some nothing at all, at least today. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about other things. Today we are going to talk about an interesting halacha, minhag rather, that some actually recite tonight by Mariv. They say Aleinu out loud. We'll discuss in a moment why that's the case. We're going to touch upon the minhagim of not learning tonight. Some people are mocked not to learn any night, but there may be an inyan tonight not to learn, we'll discuss. And we're not going to discuss the inyan of eating garlic tonight. Maybe we'll talk upon that tomorrow. But going for a moment, quoting the words of the Sefer HaMinhagim, which we touched upon last year, so for those that were here learning a little bit of Aleinu, I apologize for the repetition, that there are those that recite the extra sentence in Aleinu Shehem, Mishtachlim Lehevel Barik, Mispalim El Elo Yoshia, and some say that the words Le'el Lo, those words, if you would take the numerical value of the three Lamids and two of the Aleph, which is 92, has the same gematria as Mem Ches Mem Dalid. You put that together, that's Muhammad. And when it comes to another word, before that, it says that there are those who bow down Lehevel Varik. And Varik, if you look at the words, are similar to Yeshu, which is what we'll be discussing about him for a moment today. Yeshu has the same two letters, Yud and Avav. The only difference between Yeshu and Varik is the Shin in Yeshu, which is 300, and the Resh and the Kuf, which is 200 and 100, equaling the same. And therefore, some people would recite this tefillah out loud tonight as though to acknowledge their allegiance to their heritage as opposed to others. Now, of course, we brought down last year, Rav Haigon cites the actual source for Aleinu all the way back to the time of Yehoshua, the time when he crossed the Yarden, the Jordan, who was the successor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, there was no such religion such as the ones that we mentioned, and therefore this would only be a remez at best. So for the next few moments, I'd like to discuss, as quoted by Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, the inyan of not learning on the night called Nitalnacht, which is this evening. And he quotes, the Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, Chasidim lo lilmod Torah b'leil chagom ad chatzos halayla. That some people would not learn tonight until midnight. B'har bein tamini chachamim mitstarim b'zem od. Those people really enjoy learning. It's not something which is enjoyable to refrain from having done so. L'yishim miyad b'tchilos halayla b'lochem b'chatzos halayla lilmod. And what they would do is they wouldn't just take the whole night off. They would not learn until midnight, or chatzos, whatever that means, depending on the day. And then they would get up and learn. And some of the sources that support why this custom, what's the significance of that, is because if they would learn up until the time they used to learn, which is until chatzos, and then other religions are engaged in their practice and service, then it's something in which looks disfavorably toward us that here we are going to sleep when others are gung-ho practicing their religion. And therefore, that's the reason why some would get up at the time when they finish, the other religions would finish their service, which is around midnight, hence midnight mass. The Nimsa Shein Lehem Malasos, he says, the problem with these Talmid Chachamim that desire to learn so much is they have nothing to do. Because if we would even compare it to Tisha B'Av, in which there's also the prohibition of learning Torah, which is certainly found a much more secure source than tonight, there is a significant difference, because even though it says one should not learn on Tisha B'Av, that's only specific things. But there's certain devarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av. There's certain things that a person can learn. You can spend the whole day Tisha B'Av learning things that pertain to the Churban, bias, to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. However, when it comes to tonight, there are those that just completely do not learn at all. And he quotes that this minhag is not found anywhere in Shas, not in Talmud Bavli, not in Talmud Yerushalmi, not by the Rishonim, not quoted by the Arizal. And he furthermore says that those who are Sephardim, those who are Bnei Arzos HaMizrach, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, these individuals who live in these parts of the world, any Yodim minhag zeklal, they never even heard of such a custom of not learning the night before. And therefore, it's certainly worthwhile understanding that this minhag obviously has to do with the communities in which they were in the same neighborhood in the same country as Notzrim, as those who practiced Christianity. Now, when it comes to Lithuanian yeshivot, these are things which were never practiced. In other words, that the learning that went on every night also occurred on the eve of December 24th. However, when it comes to Munkach, as well as other Hasidic backgrounds, they are more particular not to learn during this particular day. Now, it's interesting, this name, the name that we call tomorrow or tonight is Nital. And Nital is brought down in the Sefer Yashin Gar-Aryeh. It could have something to do with two different meanings. Nital could mean that Nital al Shem Shenital min Olam, this individual that we're referring to that on December 25th was born, that we remember the time in which he was taken away from this world. Also, with a play on words, just switching the letters around, Nital could also be al Shem Shan Hanotri Hanitla Nolad B'chav Hey. That when it came to this individual that was Taloi, that was hung, that's what the word Nital means, this goes back to this person's day. Now, we talked about on Asar B'Teves that one of the reasons why we fast on Asar B'Teves is not just for that day, but it's also the 3 days, the 8th and the 9th. And the 9th of Teves, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not have any source, he says, I don't know where it comes from, we mentioned that there are those who say it's connected to the original ninth of Teves, which fell out on December 25th. And after I said this, unfortunately I didn't have the ability to look it up on a calendar, but Dr. Guy was helpful and he looked it up, and his calendar only went up to the year 19 CE. And interestingly enough, on that year, 19 CE, that in fact was the ninth of Teves, was December 25th. And as we know, the Hebrew, the lunar, and the solar calendar, if a person has a Hebrew and English birthday, every 19 years, they fall at the same time. So it's very possible that, in fact, this was the case, that December 25th, in fact, was the 9th of Teves. And therefore, just as we had tremendous reason in which to fast last week, commemorating all the terrible tragedies that happened by Yeshu's successors, and all the pain and problems they caused Klal Yisrael throughout the generation, therefore, it's reason maybe also to consider it similar to Tisha B'Av as a reason to, not necessarily to fast, but to refrain from joyous things such as learning. Other Mefarshim say it has to do with Sakana. Sakana's namely, that on this eve, during certain times in Jewish history, unfortunately, it was a very dangerous time for people to go out. And therefore, the reason why some say that Torah was not allowed to be learned on Nitlanach was because of the concern of, if you're going to go out in the streets, who knows if you're going to make it back safe at home. The problem with that is twofold. With that explanation, first of all, it's only brought down that you're not allowed to learn, which the question is, if you're not allowed to learn, so we can understand why you shouldn't learn in shul. But why is it saying you can't learn at all? Maybe you should still be able to learn, but just don't leave your house. So some answer that question, that before Sfarim became so readily available, people didn't have books at their house. And the only way that they were able to actually learn was by going to the Beis HaKnesses, go to the Beis Medrash. And a person was told, you cannot go to a shul or a Beis Medrash, it's tantamount to a person saying, you cannot learn. The only other issue with that is we do not find anywhere the ban because of Sakana that there was no Marv services, that there was no davening, but Sibur, going to Shul to daven, for some reason was not something which we find anywhere as a minhag. And therefore it's possible there's different reasons as well. And some explain and attribute this idea is that when a person learns Torah, even though we don't necessarily see it, it has a tremendous, profound impact on this world. And therefore, shekol ha'masim she'adam os, everything that a person does in this world, v'torah shalomid ba'os ha'rasha, mosiv koach b'klipos. It's brought down in the Sefer that we quoted of Yashin Gerarie, that it will have a positive effect on an individual that we don't want the Torah to have a positive effect on, and therefore Torah is not learned. And there's a lot of other reasons, but one other issue before we conclude is brought down, is that we talked about on December 4th, why we start saying the Santal Matav Bracha specifically on that day. After all, in Halacha, it's supposed to be 60 days after the equinox. So if the equinox, as we talked about at length, is toward the end of September, so then it really should be at the end of November. And we explained that because there was an issue with the calendar, what they decided to do one day was just to erase 10 days as though they didn't exist. And therefore, a person woke up expecting it to be October 6th, ended up being 10 days later. And therefore, interestingly enough, it's brought down in Mefarshim that this day, December 25th, means nothing. It's not real. That even if we would want to say that this was the day of Yeshu's birth, the reality is, now that we change the calendar to add an extra 10 days and then a few more, as we discussed, to get to December 4th, that would also affect December 25th really not being the correct day. And therefore, it's brought down in Halacha that some people do not learn, not just not on December 24th, the night thereof, but the issue of January 6th. January 6th, or the night thereof, before that, that is the true day in which, because of the calendar adjustment, that that some do not learn. Again, it depends on a person's minhag. There's obviously a lot more to discuss. We'll talk about a little bit more tomorrow. But with regard to the minhag of this particular shul, I look forward to seeing everyone tonight at my Gemara Shir at 6:30.